You want to turn to Matthew 5, verse 38. It's reliable. You can always get a confession of sin from the Sermon on the Mount, any part of it. You've heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Let's pray. Lord, we see our sinfulness in many parts of your word, and here we see how you are good to those that we think are evil. You're good to us also, even as we have evil tendencies, we do evil things, and we have a past that many of us come out of an evil way of life, and you still send your rain upon us, and you still send Jesus to die for us. And Lord, we are sinners in that, even though we know that as Christians, we don't love others the way that you love us. And we confess our sin in that. We pray that you would sanctify us, work in our hearts, work in us in this service, guide the messenger to speak your word clearly. Let us see Jesus in reality and truly as he is. Let your glory shine in front of us so that we can see our own sinfulness. Amen.